Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is from Samuel K. of Auburn Hills. He asks, can an unlicensed general contractor file a lien using the subcontractor's license? Currently, the general contractor on my residential project is filing an invalid lien on my property, but he is not licensed. The subcontractor who performed the work is licensed, but he is not filing the lien. Can he do this? No, Samuel, the contractor must be a licensed contractor to file a lien. The lien would be unenforceable. The contractor cannot enforce the lien in a court action. Now, the next question comes from Roger R. of Bay City, Michigan. The question is, can property only in a wife's name be changed to reflect tenants in entirety? My mother-in-law gifted my wife a 10-acre property in 2020. My mother-in-law wanted it only in wife's name, which we agreed to at the time to avoid conflict. We have been married since 2009. We are finally building on it, and my wife and I want to make the property a tenant's by entirety with both our names. I am confused reading some of the language as it states it must be in both of our names when acquired. However, at the time she acquired it, we were already married for 11 years. Would this be a tenant's by entirety or a tenancy in common or other? Well, Roger, to create a joint tenancy, the parties must hold an undivided right to possession and have equal ownership interests. Joint tenants must acquire their interest at the same time, and they must acquire their interest by the same instrument of conveyance, such as a deed. Our real estate law is rooted in thousands of years of English legal history, and the language that is on a deed can be considered magic legal language. Use the wrong language, and your interest may not be as you intended. Therefore, have an experienced real estate attorney draft the correct document for your needs to put both parties in proper title and have them explain the legal implications of having a joint tenancy with full rights of survivorship. The final question today is from Dee Paletta from Detroit. Can we start probate on a brother's estate without one of our siblings' cooperation in appointing a personal representative? My deceased brother had no spouse, children, or living parents and passed without a will. Five of the six siblings are trying to start probate, and one sibling is refusing to cooperate in this process and won't sign the document to allow for assignment of personal representative to my sister. What do we do to start probate? You can start the probate process at any time. When someone dies without a will, they die intestate. This means that any of the decedent's assets will go through the probate processes and are administered by the probate judge. The judge will use state statutes to decide on the distribution of all assets. You do not need any permission from your siblings to start this process. I hope this answer helps you. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.